Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Good morning to you, Bill Bush. No Jake Sorensen today, as he is out tomorrow and today. Nick Sainert filling in for him. Steve Sippel already on the ground in Vegas. So, Bill Bush, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning. Good to have Swim here. Yeah, we started things off rough right away. Swim had things very organized, but somebody's taken it upon themselves to drink the... I'm willing to share, but someone drank the last of myself and Jake's creamer, and we keep that stocked, and someone decided to drink the rest of the creamer and then just discard it and then move along their way.
Did you find the container in the trash can?
I didn't look in the trash. Okay. I'm going to have to probably deep delve into this, but it's we're nice enough to supply it. We finance it. This is not financed.
That's true.
It's not financed through the mill. We handled the finance of that, and then it was been disrespected. And so it started off the day very rough for me. Swim had coffee made. Jake always makes coffee. Came in. Swim had that all prepared, so that was awesome. So there was nothing he could do. And also know that Swim, I don't think that he delves into our creamer. I don't.
I can guarantee you that whenever I do order a hot drink, I actually utilize the Mills creamer.
Yeah.
So or half and half, whatever it may be. So that's I didn't even know you guys had creamer back there.
Yeah, we've had it there, and obviously abuse leads to restrictions. So now there will be restrictions on this, and so this will take place. So yeah, didn't want to kick the day off, that's for sure. But real quick then too, so everyone knows like that. So there's been a death in the family, in Jake's family, and that's why Jake is not here. So he is en route to that funeral. That's where Jake is at. So it's not like he's not off gallivanting around Vegas like Sippel is. Steve Sippel,
not yet at least.
And actually, Sippel is working, and Jake still will go to Vegas.
Correct.
And young Nick Sainert will also be there with him. So they will be there together. But just keep Jake in your prayers and reach out to him if you get a chance. But so he is en route to that funeral right now.
Yeah, so I will actually, do you know what the plan is yet for Wednesday?
I'm out.
You're out.
Because you and Jake will be doing the show at 4 a.m.
Okay, so it's going to be Jake and I from Vegas at 4 a.m.
on
New Year's
that,
Eve.
I did that about a month ago, or two months, not a month ago, 2 months ago. I did the, I don't think I even told anybody where I was at, but I was up at 3:30 to do the show at 4 a.m. from Las Vegas.
Well, yes. we're about to find out. Jake will land in Vegas about 2 hours after I will land in Vegas tomorrow. And so we will be over there in Las Vegas, maybe meet up with Sippel at some point. But
that would be nice to see everyone together.
You wouldn't be there. I don't even need to be there. Yeah. You wouldn't be there.
But I'd like to see you and Steve together with Jake. That'll be fun to see. And it seems they're having a good time. I really haven't. I've gotten a couple, maybe one or two photos from Steve, and that's about it. Cause I know he's busy with work, and so we don't try to bother him on the road doing that. So I'm sure there's been a lot of writing going on. So I'm not an on three guy. Not that I'm against it. I just don't have the on three that I see that much. So. I usually get Sippel's articles secondhand, some from somebody that sent to me.
Well, it was interesting. I don't think Sippel's necessarily having a tough time out in Vegas. I saw a picture from a fellow sports media member that I am connected with, Lauren Michelson from KETV up in Omaha. I saw she posted a photo on one of her social medias on her Instagram of her, Sean, Robin, and Sip, and Andy Kendi from a fine dining restaurant In Las Vegas. And Sip was there looking like he was living his life just fine. And so it specifically had a fine dining in the name of the title of the restaurant. So I don't think
it says that fine dining.
Yeah.
So they're having a great time out there. And it appears as if I said I'm not as locked in as some on like what else is all going on with bowl preparation and all that. Mm-hmm. But it seems as if the little bit that I catch from it is going very good. That's where I miss Sip. Sip was he's my insider. Oh, yeah. So I miss the inside of what's going on. I'll probably try to reach out to him today and just try to get a little bit of information from him, kind of how practice has been going. I don't think they've been able to attend at all. Do you know
that? Yeah, so they have. They actually, Nebraska's practicing at Bishop Gorman High School, which obviously is a pretty nationally renowned high school, Bill. I'm sure there's been potentially recruiting trips to Bishop Gorman
or numerous times,
it may be. But a lot of really good players have come out of Bishop Gorman. A couple of Nebraska guys that Husker fans will remember. Tyjon Lindsey is one of the more recent and more notable names that Nebraska got out of Bishop Gorman High School. Another one, maybe I don't want to call it a bust in college football, but was a high-rated recruit. Tate Martell was actually out of Bishop Gorman High School, who eventually went to Ohio State, then to Miami, recruited by Tim Beck, Nebraska's former offensive coordinator at Ohio State University out of Bishop Gorman High School. So a lot of really good players, though, to my point, have come out of that
it's
powerhouse.
A sweet setup. They have everything you possibly want. It's when I remember being there when I was at Utah State, and I'm like, their facilities and money was way more than what we had. Mm-hmm. Way more. I mean, the multiple uniforms, multiple helmets.
Yeah.
Coach Sanchez was there at the time. Now he's the head coach in New Mexico State. He went from Bishop Gorman, then he went to UNLV.
Yeah,
and then now he's the head coach. And Coach Sanchez was a graduate assistant for us at New Mexico State. So I've known him for years.
If I remember correctly, because Kenny Sanchez was there was some initially the reason he resigned, or I think he resigned from Bishop Gorman, was because there was some legal stuff that happened, and then it eventually all got dropped and it got recanted, and eventually he was obviously free from anything there, but.
I don't recall
and
that.
Proven innocent.
It may have been, though.
I believe that was the case back in like 2016, I want to say, is that when it was. But nonetheless, they just hired a new coach a few months ago, and that's where Nebraska is practicing this week for bowl preparations at Bishop Gorman High School. Just a couple of notes as we do talk about that. You mentioned the bowl preparation. The only coach, the only new staff member that is actually coaching the Huskers through practice is Jeep Wade, the offensive line coach. The defensive guys, Rob Orich and Roy Manning, are not with the team quite yet. They're going to join them here in the early stages of the week, but not coaching actively for them. But media has been able to see a little bit of practice. They'll be able to see it throughout the rest of the week. And it's a different look, Bill, with no Dylan Raiola or Emma Johnson in that backfield.
Yeah, it would be different. It'd be interesting to see. I think, like you said, the trade out, I would still say, is probably in favor of Nebraska.
When you
lose your two top offensive tackles, an Outland Trophy winner, basically what is being said is two first round draft picks, and they ran the football at a ridiculous level because of those offensive linemen, and their best defensive player, defensive end, also out. So I believe they're up a little bit. I know that Nebraska, obviously, that Raiola is out. I get that. Emmitt is out. I still think it probably leans towards Nebraska a little bit as far as what the opt-outs are. But I think both teams are highly, highly invested into playing well.
We have so much to get to. We'll talk a lot more football throughout the course of the show. Obviously, Kyle Whittingham, who was just on this program less than two weeks ago, is officially introduced as Michigan's head coach on Friday afternoon, I believe that was. When it was made official. We'll dive into that as well. We'll have a special guest in the 8 o'clock hour, Spence Checkitz from ESPN Radio in Salt Lake City, will join us on the show to talk not only Kyle Whittingham and Coach Whittingham, his departure and the way that it all went down in the last 2 weeks or so. He stepped down from Utah on December 12th and 14 days later was named the head coach at the University of Michigan on a five-year deal there. In the 7 o'clock hour, definitely want to get some thoughts on some of your favorite bowl trips as well, Bill. I'm going to put you on the spot. I didn't tell you we're going to talk about this, but we saw some social media videos come out over the weekend of Coach Rule doing the zip line. I believe that's Fremont Street.
Fremont Street.
Okay.
Yes.
So down Fremont Street, some of the best bowl activities you have been a part of weeks leading up to games, because Nebraska, they've had the red carpet rolled out for them over the last couple of days in Las Vegas. But first, I want to get your thoughts, Bill. How was Christmas? Because this is the first show back since the Christmas time off. What did we do for December 25th?
Christmas was outstanding. Obviously, a little bit of traveling around. Got to go see my parents and sister and brother-in-law and nieces and nephews up in Creighton. So that was awesome. But we had the girls for 2 days straight, and Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. So that was outstanding. But the interesting part of the whole thing is just doing that last bit of shopping. And I had to find I guess they use the term white elephant. Is that right?
That is right.
As a gift. And so I got turned on to from Jake Sorensen, an incredible store in Havelock. But the interesting part was there. That's where you know, worlds collided. Was
true.
Because we follow Nick Sainert's dating a lot. We've talked
you
about
do.
his Tinder, his different
not,
things that,
not,
he, that,
not
he had,
real.
That he has going on. And then all of a sudden, a great friend of mine, Bruce Dahl.
That is right.
Bruce is an incredible human being and been a good friend of mine. But now there's been a dalliance. Would that be a dalliance? Would that be the right word?
I have not ever thought
and
of the so word dalliance.
Nick
to describe.
Is now dating one of my good friend's daughters.
That is true.
And so I was going out into the store, and all of a sudden there's Bruce. He was there, and they were leaving town. They had to stop by mm-hmm. Havelock real quick on the way to Omaha. And I had a chance to visit with him, and that was my first really long-term interaction with what I believe now is fiance.
That is not true, not fiance.
It was trending that way for the holidays.
It has not been trending. I mean, I would imagine that eventually, potentially trending that way, but...
So right now, it appears as if that Swim is off the market. He has been...
That is true.
He's off the market right there. He has a very serious... girlfriend, and I had a chance to meet her, and I got a picture with her.
You did.
That I sent to Swim, which put him into a panic of what was going on. But no, it's an incredible family. So that was one of the things from Christmas that kind of made my day. I think that was Christmas Eve day. I believe it was.
I think so. And to put more context to the situation here, I got the text from you, Bill, that all it said was very interesting.
I mean, yeah,
with the picture.
Yes.
And this comes a couple of days after you had lunch with Bruce and claimed that they did not like me.
They did not say they didn't like you. They said they had some concerns. They had concerns.
I asked him about the concerns.
There was just concerns.
And he said the words that I was the response I was given was, we don't have concerns. Bill is not telling the truth. And so there's a little bit of honesty and a little bit of miscommunication, I think, between you two.
But anyway, there is a chance here, so we should get everyone know that Swim is soon to be engaged. And he said that on air a little bit ago that it's right there. So we're very excited about that. But no, the holidays were the holidays were great. They're always a little bit of busyness to them, but there's nothing wrong with that. And they said everything. I wish we'd had this little bit of cold weather and even a little bit of snow few days earlier, but I was mm-hmm. kind of like Jake a little bit. That I didn't mind the nice weather. It was okay. There were some things that were okay about it also.
Bill, let me ask you this question, and I asked this understanding the potential, the way it potentially sounds over the airwaves. Do you ever get tired of family time?
No, okay. Family time, okay. never. I can't get enough of it, especially if it just starts internally, obviously, with all my girls, if the daughter, if they're home. That's incredible at that. Then you add in we have two husbands now that are in the family, and then we have a boyfriend for Gigi, and they are awesome dudes. So that just adds to the fun, and so our family can't get enough. And then when you reverse it, then you get not reverse it, but switch lanes a little mm-hmm. bit and head up to see my other family, which would be my parents and sister and brother-in-law, Shin Daddy, and all my nieces and nephews like that. That's another great group. So I don't get tired of it. I can handle it almost every day.
All right, there you go. Yeah. I noticed a lot more from people that I would just talk to, like on Friday, that was like, you know what? I've had enough family time this year. It's time for me to just go be by myself.
Yeah,
I didn't necessarily experience that.
We don't have the annoyance people. We don't have the annoyance people. You know why? It's probably me. I'm probably the annoyance.
You're probably the one that they're trying to get away
sometimes
from.
Sometimes people say that, you know, when you go to a family event and there's always the one guy that is always that no one likes mm-hmm. and then you're saying we don't have that guy, it's because you are the guy. So mm-hmm. I might be the annoyance guy.
Point the thumb instead of the finger.
Exactly.
So there it is. As always, 402-464-5685, the Honda of Lincoln hotline, the Starter Heyman text line. You guys are more than welcome to get in on the show. We've already had plenty of texts here, including Gorilla Bear who thinks, or he goes, I took Bill as a black coffee guy.
What's that?
There's been a lot of reaction. They're shocked that you use creamer.
I can't even. What I put in my coffee to get it down is pretty incredible.
I gotta fall in line with Gorilla Bear. When you come in and you said, Nick, we have a major situation. Yeah. We have no creamer. I didn't realize that you relied upon it.
Yes, me and Jake finance it. And
I think Jake's less surprising that he uses creamer.
Yes, and so I've always used some creamer. We always had some different. We use a Cinnabon right now. That's our creamer that we like.
Oh.
Before we had what's the one like that? It was I can't think of the name of the cereal right there. Crunch something.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yep.
But they have discontinued that creamer. So me and Jake have moved on to a different creamer. So right now I'm pretty set back. But no, I just straight coffee. That's what my wife drinks, and I can't even come close to it.
Once again, this has been Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show, custom application included. Learn more about Joey and the squad and what they're doing in Bertrand at 738ag.com.
Thank you so much for Joey's out there getting those samples done. But you better get your orders in. Joey wanted to make a big point that this week, if we're getting your order, your seed orders need to be in like that. So get those calibrated and let's get those things going today.
Bada being on the YouTube stream says, don't you guys work right next to the mill? Jump behind the counter, boys. Well, that's what
it's not that easy.
It's
not that easy. There's more to it than that. But I see what he's saying there. Also, our coffee shop is a little odd in some ways that we don't open up till like noon.
That's not true. They open up at 7:30.
Which you don't see very much for a coffee.
It's a little bit later. It's okay. Yes. Luke does everything, though. Yeah.
Oh, Luke's incredible.
Luke's insane. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of the girlfriend, I told Grace, I said, she's a massive fan of the mill. I got her, part of her Christmas gift was I actually got her coffee grounds from the mill, because where she lives, she doesn't have the mill. And so I got her part of it. But I said, Grace, you have to, when you're here, you got to meet Luke. She didn't get it done. But Luke's
a spirit animal. Yeah, he's a spirit animal. He's we talk about him on our show that this we're on right now. We're like a sitcom. We have all these side characters, and that's where Missing Tooth Greg shows up.
Yes,
that's where McSafety shows up. This is where Luke shows up. It's where John shows up from Holdridge, and we have this cast of characters like that. And there's one that just came in now.
I was just gonna say every Monday morning.
Farley comes in almost every morning for a brief. Comes in, makes a few comments, and leaves. And I'm going to ask him about this creamer situation, because he could be involved in this heist went on.
He might be the lead suspect.
At least have to talk about it.
Yeah. Innocent till proven guilty, of course. Bill, before we get to break here in a little bit, I wanted to bring this up because I texted this to you over the weekend, and I honestly don't know your stance on this, but I found myself on Saturday, and I know that NFL was dominating the weekend, right? I sure as heck did not watch any NBA on Thursday on Christmas Day. I watched the NFL instead. And obviously the NFL I believe they played Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, kind of dominated the sports weekend, a couple of the NFL games. I still found myself asking and telling myself, where's the college football playoff? It felt like this Saturday needed a college football playoff game or a couple of them. And you look at the calendar, and they're not until January 1st. There's not any. Well, there's one on Tuesday or Wednesday night, excuse me. But there's the rest of the games are on January 1st. And I was talking to some people about this, some friends, and we all kind of agreed that they are really lengthening the schedule and stretching it out as much as possible. It's going to be 14 days on January 1st, 14 days of break of off time between the college football games.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, Visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com. Use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Played 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's too long, and this is a fight that everyone's trying to figure out, so I have a little bit of compassion for trying to get everything. They're still trying to have things on New Year's Day.
Absolutely.
And so I understand that part of it. Where I have brought up on the show, one of my bugaboos is how everything ends, and that the championship game is on a Monday. I mean, Super Bowl Sunday. Mm-hmm. For NFL, games are on almost every day now. They're everywhere. College football, a lot the same. But it's still known as two things. That Sundays belong to the NFL and Saturdays belong to college, even though there's a little bit of crossover that always happens. But for the championship game not to be on a Saturday and be on a Monday night that gets over at 11-something at night.
That's right.
I mean, there's no one getting together on a Monday night. Mm-hmm. You watch the game by yourself. And so so that just backtracks to how can you make this thing better? And it's kind of like, I don't mind, but for not to have anything this weekend, I agree with that. Would have been a much better situation. Everything's in constant flux or trying to figure it out the best you can. But I do not like that at all, that your games are on like a New Year's Eve game. Now, I've planned around it so I can watch that game. I do not like it the way it is. And I despise the Monday night championship game. It should be on a Saturday, just like it's a Sunday for the NFL.
Well, that's been the day you've coined as your day, right? Obviously, we've seen like MAC and other smaller conferences kind of take over TV windows on like Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. But most of the time for major college football, you have it on Saturday nights, and you think prime time. And that's an interesting point because you bring up the fact people don't get together to watch the national championship. It's at 6:30. It won't start till 6:50. And then by the time you get all of the TV money in, you're right, it doesn't end till 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. On January 19th is the day that it ends this season. But once again, your college football playoff games that we'll talk more about tomorrow, I'm sure, your college football playoff games is number 2 Ohio State and Miami on Wednesday night, and then the other three are on Thursday throughout the day at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. are the game times for those games on Thursday, January 1st. But once again, we saw it last year in the playoff. The time off actually wasn't beneficial to some teams, but now it feels like everybody is getting some extended time off because, once again, 14 days on Thursday, it'll be 14 days since that Oklahoma-Alabama game. That's a long time to, number one, have You go through the entire season. You didn't play an SEC championship weekend if you're a team. Well, Oklahoma doesn't matter, but for a team that didn't play in a conference title, Miami's a great example, where they didn't play in a conference title. They have to take multiple weeks off before that game. Then they take multiple weeks off after that game to now play some of the biggest football of your season.
Yeah, it like I said, when there's just a difference, they're trying to keep kind of that separation of time for bowl games, and it doesn't tie in because now it's playoffs. It's 12 teams. You know, like when we were getting prepared for the national championship game at LSU, when we defeated Oklahoma, we could basically run through our work week twice. It's kind of how Ed Ogeron did an incredible job of being like, hey, we're going to do a normal week and then go back and do it again. So it was about 12 days or something like that in between those two between those two games, if I remember right. And I don't mind a little bit of time.
I was going to say, did you like that?
That part wasn't bad.
Okay.
It really wasn't bad because it was like, it wasn't quite as long and that part, but the big layoff where it was just here's what everyone's used to. Games end in the end of November and the big games are a month away. That's just how bowl games were. So they're still trying to build into that. So there's a lot of these teams that which will be an odd thing. That's where you look at a Miami where it's like, okay, they just played, came out of it fairly healthy. How do they do against Ohio State? But the teams that have played, the ones that sat, you look at last year, I mean, there couldn't be that big of a discrepancy between Ohio State and Oregon. Oregon had already beat them once. And then next thing you know, it was like 38-0 at half.
Yeah.
I mean, because all of a sudden the rhythm also is something that people can get into a rhythm. So it's not like, well, that time off really helps you, because last year the national champion came out of somebody that didn't have as much time off.
That's interesting. So I brought up the 2020 national championship that you were just referencing there. The title game was on January 13th, which is going to be a full week earlier than it will be this year. And that was only with a 4-team playoff as well. So they still extended it. Like you said, you had a week and a half, 2 weeks off in between the two. But even on a 4-bid conference or college football playoff, it was still on January 13th. Now with 12 teams this season, you're a full week later, essentially. On January 19th is when the season will end. Bob chimes in on the text line, 402-464-5685, says the first thing they need to do is get rid of conference championship games, take a 2-week break when the season ends, and then start the playoffs every Saturday, and then a 2-week break from the semis to the finals. Where do you land on the conference championship discussion?
Well, there's things. If you had the automatic qualifier system, which the Big Ten is pushing, which means they're going to play in games, then you still have games that matter in that area. Right now, it'll be that push will always have a chance. There's still always a couple that matter.
Yeah.
And so, give an example, is there some things like Duke won the ACC. That's a big deal for Duke to be ACC champions. They're not going for the playoffs, but it was a big deal for them. And then the money will be so hard to turn down. So they won't turn them down unless they decide to go automatic qualifiers. Because if you do that, then you're going to have play-in games to get into those four games, which equals even more revenue for them. The only way to fix anything, I said there's two things. My big push was always to eliminate the semester system, because that's why all these coaches are coaching at different places. That's why you have team. Think about this. You have 8 teams left. One of the coaches is not even coaching that team, and they're good enough to win it all. Ole Miss could win it all. And then their coach isn't even there because of how the calendars. That'd be like right now in the playoffs. It'd be like Shanahan is no longer coaching the 49ers because he's decided that he's going to take whatever job, the Tampa Bay job, and so he's going to. I mean, the only way is you have to eliminate the semester situation where, because the big thing is now we have to have the portal now because kids have to get into school.
That's
where the whole issue is at. So it's either that or you have to start college football on August 1st.
That's exactly what I said last week on the show with AD. I brought up the fact of, I think I was also talking to Brendan Stye about this a couple of weeks ago, where I just said, I was like, these guys are worried over Christmas break about where they're going to start the semester. And so we want to keep the student athlete piece of it too, but there's something that's got to change with the academic calendar because these guys are the reason that they're doing
the
this.
The academic calendar steers everything right now.
It does.
That's why you have the portal where it's at. That's why you have coaches leaving and changing, all those things happening. So if you move it everything up, then you have a better, you have a way better situation. And then also, they said for the smartest way, which everyone knows, is to basically eliminate spring football, spring game, and make them OTAs that you do in May.
Yeah,
because everyone's like, we got to get there. There are a lot of places, Swim, that used to do this. They would do spring ball as soon as they, almost as soon as they came back to campus. So they would come. So they would do it in February,
yeah.
And their deal was, we're going to practice again and then do weight room. Where some people go, we're going to get as much weight room time, winter conditioning as we can, and then go the other route. Well, there's none of that anymore, because you can imagine trying to start spring ball in February when guys have been on campus for like an hour,
exactly.
And so now that doesn't really exist. And that was just a choice by some different teams that did it. But there's so many different ways to do it. And then that way you have the portal later also. Because the one portal, all the coaches like going, this is nice because it's just one portal. Cause it was so much like that. Well, it should be just the opposite. The one portal should come after spring ball or after whatever. Okay, here's where I'm at. Now we're going to go into the portal. I end up being third string. I don't know what's going to happen. There's going to be people that are going to challenge this portal rule like crazy. As soon as it's going to be, I don't fit here. Something's not right here. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to sue to leave, and they're going to win.
Yeah, because the NCAA has no ground to stand on. Whether it was at LSU or Nebraska, and I say that those two spots because it's most recent, have early enrollees that participated in bowl practices? Because like we're seeing, I just saw a post yesterday, I believe it was, like Jet Tamala, the Millard South quarterback, because we talk about academic calendar, he's moved in and he's participating in their college football playoff practices right now.
Yeah, Derek Stingley did it, the starting corner for Houston Texans.
Oh yeah.
And was an incredible player for us at LSU. He practiced with us. I mean, there's probably a couple more too that were there, but he practiced with us.
I find that whole dynamic there fascinating, because these are guys, and I don't blame them one bit, because I'm sure there's value in practicing as soon as you can for some of these. But it's fascinating the dynamic of it, to where at Alabama, Jet Tamal is a perfect example, where you go 12 plus games and you're if you're Kalen DeBoer and the rest of the staff, you're coaching some of the biggest games of your career right now, in addition to the national championship, if you were at that Washington stop, and now here comes some new guys that are just being thrown into the fold in some of the most meaningful practices to this point of the season.
Yeah, I saw some of that, a couple video clips of Tamala, and they're just doing their there's times where there's route throwing and different things going on. I don't know. Stingley was like a non-story. I remember saying like, hey, if he played, they could eat him. It cost him a year, but maybe he won't even be around for his full time, he's a top draft pick.
He's turned out to be okay.
But with that being said, I would not be a fan of that, just because all of a sudden it's like these guys are – Alabama's already won a playoff game.
Yeah.
And now there's new guys that they have no idea, like they have not invested anything into this team.
Yep.
And to have them there – yeah, and because you could legally have a practice, or say, all right, once we get done with this, let's teach them how practice works. We can take them out for 45 minutes. We have all these analysts, right?
Yeah.
So you can kind of teach them, here's kind of what's going on, here's the deal. But I would not want them anywhere around.
They're just thrown in.
Just because it'd be very awkward. Stingley wasn't awkward. There was probably a few more with him too. I just remember because we were just you watch him practice, like, wow, that's amazing how good he is. That would not be, when you're at that juncture, you want no distractions. Yeah. And it's hard to not have a distraction. No one's worried about like, well, this guy's going to take my job. It's just like, no, he's just all of a sudden,
it's out of the ordinary.
It's just not normal to you.
Yes.
It's not what they were doing for the last game.
You've been doing all season long to get you to where you're at right now, to where you're still practicing on December 28th and 29th. So I thought that was really fascinating. Just as we see multiple things like that coming out on social media. So much more to get to. Kyle Whittingham officially named Michigan's head coach. What a steal for the Wolverines this late in the cycle and after everything that went down there over the last couple of years. We talk about that. Nick Sainert, Bill Bush, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen out today and tomorrow. We will be right back here on Early Break on The Ticket.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.